Jerry, I guess, first of all, beautiful farm. You've got to be proud of this location and what you all have done here.
Well, we are. I mean, it's been a family thing for so many years, and there's so many people involved in it, and it's a blessing. We try to treat it that way. It's a struggle to keep it, maintain it. It's a struggle to make payments on it, but it's a blessing to be able to have the opportunity to do that.
On the tour today, folks got not only a chance to see what you've done with your timber and your forestry on your farm, but also a little bit of a history. I guess I'm going to start at the first stop we were at was at the general store. You've actually recreated what used to be a general store at one time.
That is correct. That's kind of a museum of stuff that was on our farm that I've kept in barns and whatnot. I spent the first half of my life hauling all that stuff off and throwing it away, and I spent the last half trying to get it back again. Mm-hmm. But a lot of that stuff is original to our farm, and it was in barns and put up. And I guess you hit a point in life that their age enters into it, and you get to thinking, you know, I really need to display this stuff. And after having built the general store, I took a lot of heat about building it, but I think everyone now truly enjoys it. And it's just a good storage area for a lot of memories. There's just a lot of memories there.
And obviously a great little piece of history to stop by and visit while we're here. Another part, a very important part of your operation here are your food plots for wildlife, and that was another stop we had.
That's correct. You know, my sons are in charge of that, and they devote a lot of acres to wildlife management. You know, any crop that you grow will thrive better for its cattle or peanuts or whatever if it has everything it needs. So they try to provide everything that wildlife needs here, and wildlife is just part of the deal here. It's a product that we got. It's renewable, and it's something that you can harvest like peanuts and come again and do it over again. So we try to do it right, do it like we think it ought to be done, and it's worked so far, and our wildlife improves over time. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Another stop was an interesting one. You talked about, and correct me if I'm wrong here, the dinner tree.
Dinner tree, yes. The dinner tree, you know, most every farm, when I was younger, had a dinner tree on every 40 acres of land because of travel. People couldn't go home for dinner. You know, once you were there, you were there. And people would take out under the dinner tree out there, and that's where you would go to rest or have a recess or, you know, put your mules out to rest for lunch and that kind of thing. You'd leave children that were small and immature there that could not go to the field. You'd have a place to leave them, have a teenage a girl generally out there looking after them. So it had a lot of things, social and functional aspects to it.
But obviously, this operation, we're here today for the forestry side of it. And as you told the folks, it's very important to make sure you really take care of your timber, isn't it?
You got to do that. I mean, if you really want to have the most out of whatever you're doing, it's just like anything else. If it's cotton, peanuts, corn, or whatever, you'd want to do that. And a lot of timber, we're doing a better job than we used to, but a lot of timber is not as well looked after. And you pay for that in terms of non-productions, though. So if you look after it well, you really can clear up to $100 an acre a year off of timber out there. That's hard to believe, but you can do it. And it's a passive way of doing it. You're not having to plant it every year and risk it every year, you know. So a drought will affect it, but it won't absolutely put you down for the count, you know. So.
And obviously you work with a lot of folks, Department of Forestry, NRCS. You work a lot with them too, don't you?
NRCS is a big, big part of our deal down here, informational and, you know, helping keep us informed about different programs and whatnot that you could sign up for. And they're very supportive of us. We like them. We try to support them, and they support us. We like them, the professional folks.
But overall, it takes a lot of work, but again, you've got to be proud of what you've built here.
Well, it's job security. There's never a time when there's not a tree down on the fence. So, we do. We're very proud of that we can do it as a family. And, it's just a blessing to be able to do it with younguns and grandyounguns and whatnot. And not everything's always smooth. You know, somebody get up on the wrong side of the bed like anywhere. But, you know, we all love each other. We're all tolerant of each other and supportive of each other. And that's good.